Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together, coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you were with us yesterday or that you visited the God Is Ministry website and listened to my opening comments on this fifth verse of Genesis 3, in which the serpent, possessed by Satan, says, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Having challenged that God is judge by making it seem that should Eve eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she will not die, Satan now lies to Eve by telling her that she can be God. What we did not have time for last time, but we do this time, is to dip down into the details of verse 5 here and see what we can learn about the specific temptation Satan has for Eve. The serpent starts, "For God knows." This is better interpreted, "God knew all along." Hear it? God knew all along that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The Hebrew here suggests continued action. God has always known. God knew all along. God knows. This is subtle, typical devil, and the impression it leaves on Eve's mind is that God has something to hide. God's withholding something. He knows you are going to be like him if you eat from that tree, sweet Eve, and God doesn't like that. God is jealous. God is jealous of you. So to keep you away from what he has, God has given you the threat of death as a scare tactic. Dr. Alders, one of the commentators we follow, put it that way. Satan is making God seem jealous. And H.C. Leupold, we have not heard from our dear brother in a while, he writes, quote, "Such a charge attributes envy to God and makes him appear as one who withholds good from his creatures, lest they mount to heights reserved for himself." The heathen and the devil attribute envy to God. End quote. When we stop to think about it, this is remarkable. God, jealous of us. God, worried that we will be like him? Oh, but Satan sells the lie. He continues in Genesis 3, verse 5, "In the day you eat from it." In the Hebrew language, this is "as soon as," or "at once," on that very day. And here again, Satan plays Bible interpreter. He quotes God, but misinterprets what God said. He's a very poor interpreter of the Bible. He intentionally blows the exegesis. He reads into the text what is not there. He's a false teacher of the highest order, but he's popular. His book is sold in the seminary bookshop. All the liberal schools of theology have it in stock. Harvard Divinity School, right over here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, near where we live, they carry and sell all sorts of books infested with satanic interpretations of the Bible. Choose your seminary or school of theology or divinity very wisely, just like choose your church wisely. There is a lot of evil that masquerades as godly. Just the quick reminder of what God said in Genesis 2, verse 17, "From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat from it, you will surely die." There it is, "in the day," says God. Back in Genesis 3, verse 5, "in the day," says Satan. But hold on, when God said "in the day," he followed it with, you will surely die. But when Satan says, in the day, he followed it with, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God. That is a big difference, friends. Wouldn't you agree? Theologian, one of the excellent ones, a man who upholded the authority of God in the Word of God until his death in 1968, theologian Edward J. Young writes, Satan tries to convince Eve that he knows God better than she does. I agree with that. Young is spot on. And why should the serpent be so convincing of this? Why is it that Satan should know God better than Eve did? Eve has been walking with God, she and Adam together in the garden in Eden in the cool of the day. Eve knew God, but Satan claims that he knows God better than she and Adam did. We are seeing how Satan distorts the word of God. The serpent introduced the woman to this idea that she was going to be God if she ate. And then the devil provides even more misinterpretation at the end of verse 5 when he quotes God by bringing back the name of the tree, which Eve had failed to mention. You will remember that in Genesis 2, verse 17, God commanded, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. But when Eve spoke to Satan in Genesis 3, verse 3, she just said this was the tree in the middle of the garden. She did not repeat its name, and she fell for Satan's lies. Her mind played a trick on her. As Stephen Lawson says, sin makes us stupid. Leaving out the specific name of the tree tells us Eve is beginning to doubt God, and that's dumb. But Satan is smart. It may appear on the surface that Satan was doing God a good service by reminding Eve of knowing good and evil, but that is not what Satan is doing. He brings up knowing good and evil to mean that if Eve eats of the tree, then she will know good and evil because she will be God. Again, she will access knowledge that only God has, and that jealous God is keeping from Eve and her husband Adam. Let me say something here about this desire that resides in most of us, the desire to know, to acquire knowledge. Is there anything wrong with seeking knowledge? Is that such a bad thing? Well, no, it is not bad. But when we desire to know more than God allows us to know, that is not just bad, that is an evil pursuit. And I want us to consider this in two ways. First, there is a drive within sinful human nature to want to know what God knows, or even to know more than God knows, as if that were possible. Rather than obediently and humbly submitting ourselves to the knowledge God has given us, knowledge, truth He has decided to reveal to us, we assert all sorts of human wisdom above God. We find this in the scientific community today, and of course in academia. If there is a God, we know more than He allows. I mean, who does God think He is? We are our own gods. Or, there is no God, so we know, whereas God who does not exist does not know what we know. Oh, the depth and width of human pride! Eliminate God and make ourselves God, and now we know everything there is to know. Second, we want to know evil. We want to experience evil, and at the same time, receive the goodness of God in our lives. By knowing good and evil, what sinful people mean is to continue to have the good of God lavished down upon us while we willingly and eagerly and knowingly participate in evil. We continue to anticipate God's good blessings every day while we participate in the devil's evil ways. If you doubt this, listen to someone who has rejected God, but the second something does not go their way in life, my, how they complain. When the goodness of God is withdrawn, the evil man and woman demands to know why. They start blaming and haranguing God when they do not even believe in God. The coronavirus of 2020 is a prime example. Rampant sin and unbelief, but how dare God not intervene in this disease, taking it away and allowing our evil lifestyles to continue? This is the mentality alive and well in the minds of our fellow human beings. Is it not? So let us be careful how we understand Satan's use of the words, knowing good and evil. We must have the discernment evil's lacking. What does it mean to know? To want to know more than God allows is to sin. Sometimes this sin comes up in my life, even in preparing for God is. How so? Well, there are things about God I want to know so that I can pass along knowledge to you. I know there are questions you have, I have, we all have, that we desperately want answers to. But in the end, we cannot know. We have no answers because God has chosen not to reveal his knowledge to us on our particular question. To us belong the humility to accept that God knows everything. He is all-knowing. We know only that which he has chosen to let us know. That's it. Nothing less, but also nothing more. What do you think? What is your response to what we have talked about? Please give this some thought. When we get together again tomorrow, we will return here to Genesis 3, verse 5, and continue with Satan's temptation. You do not want to miss this, so join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.